All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are live on the air with the Sam and Dan Nation, broadcasting to you from Trailer Island here in beautiful Louisville, Kentucky. Dan, what's good, baby? How you feeling?
What it is, y'all?
How you feeling? My goodness.
I'm drinking a 2-quart bottle of Arizona green tea.
Hey, it's good for you,
they
man.
They got those tubs.
Living the healthy lifestyle
got the
tonight.
Two-quart tubs.
The healthy lifestyle. I'm drinking a Miller
Lite. But
so
we're
in completely different places.
It makes me urinate quite a bit.
It does. It's just like beer. One goes in, three comes out.
It's like a diuretic.
That's the scientific term for it. That's true.
Diuretic.
If you're out there listening to our show tonight, you are listening to America's number one party talk show exclusively on Jackalope Radio. Jackalope 105 FM, also broadcasting in Kansas City, Missouri. If you're listening tonight, stop what you're doing, take your pants off, open a cold beer, and get ready to have your brain massaged for the next 60 minutes. We got another fantastic show lined up for you this evening.
Daniel is actually wearing
pants tonight. Praise Jesus, it's a miracle you're not teabagging the furniture. I'm super excited, sir.
I mean, there was always a piece of fabric there.
Been a busy week for us. Had a lot of stuff going on. We hit up a new dive bar last weekend.
It was Union Station.
Union Station, yep. Certainly not Louisville's finest adult drinking atmosphere, but we had fun nonetheless. We karaoke'd. Well, I karaoke'd. Daniel drank beers and gave me the finger from the audience, so that was nice. This sloppy, I have to talk about it. I don't know why, just because it was funny. The sloppy drunk stripper chick. Do you remember her?
How could you forget her?
She got up on stage and sang Master of Puppets by Metallica. Okay, so now, first of all.
Real guttural.
Yeah.
It wasn't even some cutesy stuff.
No, and she was petite, too, which shocked me.
There was anger in her voice.
I've never heard a legitimate cover band try to do Master of Puppets.
Nobody really tackles.
Nobody does it.
That I've seen, anyway.
No,
They'll tackle some Journey and Foreigner and
Def
Leppard.
Even that's hard to recreate, but I got to be honest. Her look really threw me, and then, you know, she opened her mouth and sounded like a demon with throat cancer. It was pretty pretty intense. She pulled it off.
Smoking of the Pall Mall.
For all that whiskey and that can't be good for your vocal cords.
Oh.
See, the bar was separated into two places. One was kind of, what was that? It was a redneck country, toothless western sort of feel.
And the other side
was hip-hop, which actually makes a ton of sense. It really kind of sums up Kentucky in general.
People don't realize, but the cultures really do clash that close together.
Yeah, like half of Kentucky is like redneck country, toothless western, and the other side is hip-hop. We call it guntry here.
Ghetto country.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's not strange to walk outside and see a redneck girl in a Carhartt jacket seawalking.
That's true. It does happen. It's terrifying. But anyway, we went to the hip-hop side, and we were literally the only people there. And, of course, my woman had like two drinks, which she doesn't drink, so that's absolutely enough to start the booty dancing.
They were mixed drinks, too.
And I, of course, was six sheets to the wind, can stamped and hammered, so... Of course, I started butt grinding with her, and then this asshat, I think it was the DJ, the guy that was playing his own music, starts videotaping
us. What happens at my shows.
Yeah.
All
so,
four people here, and I am not exaggerating.
No, I was
there. There were like four people in the room at the time. Everybody just dipped out on it.
So I'm sure that's probably on YouTube now. If you YouTube fat guy and hot black chick, I'm sure you'll probably see me and the old lady dancing. It wasn't that bad of a time, aside from the singing strippers and the stale odor of urine and cigarette smoke. It wasn't so bad. Big shout out to Melissa and April for showing us a good time and buying us drinks.
Yes, very much so.
Next round's on us, ladies, probably. We have a bad habit of forgetting our wallets. Speaking of our alcoholism, this is something that we put together a while ago, and I love it. We never got the chance to use it on our Jackalope show, so we're going to play it now. Okay. Here's a list of reasons to know, without a doubt, whether or not you've been drinking too much. Here we go. If you've ever woken up covered in blood, urine, vomit, or a combination of the three, you probably drink too much. If you've ever purchased beer with change, I've so done that. If you've ever thrown up into a beer funnel, ugh. Hate to be the guy on the other end of that. If Alcoholics Anonymous has ever held a candlelight vigil in your honor, doesn't make any sense. You'd probably be dead. If you've ever run yourself over in your own car, I've actually done that too. Daniel, shut your mouth. If you've ever urinated in a bathtub or on dishes, you probably drink too much. If you've ever washed yourself off with vodka after a lap dance with a questionable stripper, you probably drink too much. If you've ever gotten a DUI for crashing into your own car, you're definitely drinking too much. If you've ever gotten a DUI while riding a lawnmower or other farm machinery, if the dialysis treatments just don't seem to be working, you're definitely drinking too much. If you've ever lived in a van down by the river, you're drinking too much. If you've ever woken up in jail and the guy spooning with you lets you know that you've been there for over a week, that's horrible. You're definitely drinking too much. If your kids, your wife, and your dog all have black eyes, you're probably drinking too much. And the number one way to tell that you've had too much to drink is if you've ever woken up after a hard night of drinking and find a bloody Girl Scout uniform stuck in the grill of your car. You have been drinking too much, and it's time to cut back. Kids, your dog, and your wife all have black eyes. You're probably drinking too much. There was one that never made it on that list but should have. What was it, Dan? You've ever woken up next to a woman you don't know and a man that you do after a hard night of drinking? You're definitely drinking too much. That should have been number one. Should have been number one. So, Daniel and I are having ourselves a little contest. It's called America's Best New Booty.
Booty!
Going to play a little commercial spot for it now. Ladies, if you're listening, turn up those radios and pay attention. Ugly girls, please ignore this completely. Also, women with pancake ass. You know who you are. You know, got an ass looking like somebody smacked you with a boat paddle. We ain't talking to you. We're talking to ladies with junk in the trunk. Cushion for the pushing. That's what's up. Okay, so here we go.
Think you've got the best booty in America? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Join the Sam and Dan Nation as we search for America's best new booty in a contest that will prove to everyone you have the assets to really get the attention you deserve. To enter the contest and win, you must be 18 years of age or older. Take a picture of that big, beautiful backside and email it to Sam and Dan Nation, all one word, at yahoo.com. No nudity, ladies, just a crystal clear creative pic. It shows us what you're working with. Our grand prize winner will receive cool Sam and Dan merchandise, have their booty pic featured on the official Sam and Dan fan page, and have the opportunity to become an official Team Motorboat Girl. So don't wait another second, ladies. Bust out those camera phones and start taking pictures. We want to see you as America's best new booty.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Send us the booty pics. Ladies, there is still time to enter this damn contest. We're going to just keep running it till like December. No, I don't know. At least till the end of August. It's a summer contest. But, you know if you have marketable assets. That's what we're looking for, marketable assets. We are looking for Sam and Dan promo girls. So do the right thing and send us a picture of your butt. Clothed pictures, I might add. Bathing suits are fine. Underwear is fine. No nudity.
I mean, realistically, we can't use anything else.
This is a family show, for Christ's sake. Who the hell do you think you are?
This is my kind of family.
Okay, anyway. Like I said, we got a fantastic show lined up for you this week. Ton of entertainment news to cover. Got a great review of my new favorite movie of all time, Ted. Gonna pay a few bills here real quick, keep the lights on here in Trailer Island, and we will be right back with this week's news report. Find yourself searching the internet for works of literary genius? Look no further. Steinberg Media Group is here for all your intellectual, thought-provoking reading material. An avid supporter of the First Amendment, Steinberg Media Group is committed to publishing the most interesting, controversial, and thoroughly enjoyable literary works of the American mind. Don't waste another second numbing your brain with thoughtless network television. Pick up a book and get reading today. Visit our website, www.steinbergmediagroup.com. That's www.steinbergmediagroup.com. Are you tired of dressing like a sexless, humorless Protestant? Is your wardrobe bland, boring, and lacking in style? Well then, mothball those church clothes and visit the official Sam and Dan online store. We've got everything you need to make a real fashion statement. Cool, thought-provoking t-shirts for him and her. Check out our exclusive Team Motorboat gear for the ladies. And it doesn't stop there. We've got coffee mugs, beer steins, and stylish iPhone cases to complete your new look. It's all available right now. Visit www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation and get your new gear today. Once again, that's www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for this week's news report. To lead us in, we got a little song from a badass band called Triumph. You remember Triumph, Daniel?
I love some Triumph.
A little Lay It on the Line, baby. Here it is.
Story all over again. You turn a lover into just another friend. I wanna love you, I wanna make you mine. Won't you lay it on the line? I'm tired of playing foolish games.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Triumph, and it's time for this week's news report. Daniel, we got a ton of stuff to talk about. We're going to kind of mix it all in together. It'll be like a like an entertainment crazy news salad, like a toss salad, if you will. We're going to toss your news salad real quick. It's all right, we can say that. I wasn't implying anything there. GoFobo, this is something that's cool because I've wanted them to actually really, truly reboot this franchise.
And I like that it's not a full-on reboot.
Right. Ed Helms is in negotiations to star in New Line's Vacation reboot.
For those of you who don't know who Ed Helms is, he's Stu from The Hangover.
From The Hangover. Hilarious guy. Funny.
He's also
funnier
in The Office.
He's on The Office. If you follow The Office. National Lampoon's Vacation Man. Something that I loved when I was growing up, and they've done so many of these stupid movies that are attached to the name for so long, and I'm excited to see that they're really going to actually do something with it. Helms will play Rusty Griswold, the kid from the original films, who in the new movie will be all grown up and embarking on a vacation with his own family. So I hope they do the original franchise justice, because he's just funny. I'll watch that dude in anything.
I wonder if they'll tailor the character kind of after Chevy's character.
They would have
to. They'll give him his own sort of thing.
It would have to be sort of tailored.
Yeah,
I hope we get a Chevy appearance in the movie, because that would be very, very cool. I'm going to try not to get stuck on just one thing all night. Dark Horizons, Dracula news. This is kind of interesting. Eli Roth... which I like him. Daniel's kind of on the fence with him.
No, I like him. I don't usually like his films.
Don't like
that
his
much,
films.
Though.
You just like him as a dude.
I love the guy.
Yeah,
I think
he's
great. He's
funny.
I loved him in Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, the bear Jew.
Yeah, Eli Roth, he's made Cabin Fever and Hostel.
Hostel, that's what he's most famous for.
Yeah.
I used to like his cartoon shorts. Do you remember what those were
called? Yeah, The Rotten Fruit.
Yeah, that was hilarious,
I just got shot in the head.
Where the hell did Adult Swim never pick that up? That was funny. Anyway, he's in talks to helm Dracula, a reimagining at Warner Brothers. In this version, Russell Crowe, of all people, is attached to play Dracula. I don't know about Russell Crowe.
No,
I looked at it.
They had a picture on
he's
the article.
He's gotten fat now. Have you seen him lately?
I haven't seen him
he's
lately.
He's a tubby
bastard.
Well, no, bastard.
I saw him in the trailer for The Man with the Iron Fists.
He's a tubby bastard. He really just let himself go.
Maybe Dracula's been drinking
Russell
a bunch
Crowe's,
of people.
Maybe Dracula. Maybe can vampires become obese?
I don't know.
That's pretty cool. We'll see what happens with that. Starz is also developing a Vlad Dracula, which blends historical facts of the 15th century Vlad the Impaler with Bram Stoker's creation. You know,
you say Bram Stoker. Bram Stoker.
Bram Stoker.
You say it all English-like or something.
Bram Stoker's creation.
Most people call him Bram.
Bram.
That's probably not the way you're supposed to say it, though, honestly.
Probably not.
That's just how us Americans call it.
Babylon 5 creator J. Michael Straczynski will produce the series, which follows a character. I can't believe I actually read that correctly. Which follows the character's downfall from revered ruler. See, I can't read tonight. Revered ruler to the world's most feared vampire. Rob Tappert and Roy Lee will also produce. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of interested in that just from the standpoint of, you know, no one's actually tackled a Dracula show.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe it's pretty good.
All right. So, more news in the world of weird ass stuff. Bath salt. Why the hell don't they ban this damn drug, dude?
You know, it should already be off the market.
It's not. It's not off the market.
Like, if I was the convenience store clerk who sells this stuff, I would stop selling it for the just simple fact that. Like, why do you?
I wouldn't want people trying to hop the counter and eat my face.
Yeah, like, what if he goes out in the parking lot?
What if he
and
goes
he
into the bathroom
instantly?
And snorts a line and then comes back in and decides your face looks tasty? You know, I'm going to read this, and then I want anyone to argue with me why medical marijuana or why marijuana is illegal. Matthew Hammond of Gwinnett County, Georgia, was arrested this week after allegedly trying to fight a police officer and eating his own feces. Eating his own damn feces, the Atlanta Journal reports. Police arrived at the residence on July 3rd after Hammond's mother called to report that her son was walking around out of his mind, armed with a knife. When the officer pulled up to the house, Hammond reportedly sprinted towards the car with a knife. He's lucky he didn't get shot, because in Atlanta, I'm shocked they didn't just gun his ass down. Hammond continued to act bizarrely once in custody. He spoke in fragmented sentences about random subjects, reportedly quoting a hot sauce commercial phrase, "I put that on everything." He also appeared to be hallucinating and spoke to imaginary people. There's a big shock there. This is what's funny. The officer smelled a strong odor of excrement emitting from his breath and said he appeared to have feces in his mouth and on his teeth, according to the report.
Yeah, like, and this just, why would anyone ever want to do this?
This guy snorted some bath salts, ate his own dookie,
it
went
makes
to the
you
kitchen,
want to eat your own dookie.
Got that's a just... knife, and attacked a police officer. Now, that's a crazy drug. People can say anything they want to about other recreational mind and mood altering substances, but I'm going to go ahead and say I believe bath salts takes the cake.
People on
it
LSD
really
don't usually eat their own dookie.
People on LSD have done crazy stuff, but yeah, you don't see the frequency of of, you know, craziness that you see with bath salts. Bath salts is just a horrible thing, man. It's terrible. It's terrible. This is something that it's sort of funny, but it's not. It really just pisses me off. Ex-Walmart greeter loses job and home after being attacked by a customer at Walmart. Now, all right, I'm going to read part of this. And this is, first of all, you know, and I'm not going to go on a slanderous rant here for fear of Walmart's legal team, but this is ridiculous. Like, this is stupid. Jan Sullivan, 73, of St. Augustine, Florida, is moving into a mobile home. She's making the switch to trailer life. After being fired from her job as a greeter at Walmart over an altercation with a customer on Black Friday last year, the Tampa Bay Times reports, Sullivan was fired from the employer she called home and family for 22 years, 3 days after she reportedly grabbed a customer's sweater in response to the customer shoving her.
Now, see, here's what's messed up about that to me. Like, I don't know the circumstances, but just hearing you read it, it sounds like the person shoved her, and she grabbed hold of them as she was falling.
Yeah, like almost a well, first of all, she's 73.
Right.
My grandmother died at 74, okay? So, you know, she's probably not floating like a butterfly and stinging like a bee. I'm just guessing.
Right.
I'm guessing she's probably not in prime physical condition. And what kind of ass do you have to be to shove a 73-year-old
woman?
Not
only that, like, even if she did shove him,
I don't
so
care what,
what.
I don't care what she was saying to you.
Excuse me, even if she did grab them, like, they shoved her, whether it was an accident or not.
That's physical assault.
Yeah, like...
Like, you would think that Walmart would stand behind their employee in that scenario, because I used to work retail security, and I know a little something about this, and that's just ridiculous that they literally, they just canned her. They canned her, man. That's terrible. After sending out dozens of unsuccessful job applications, Sullivan has been forced to sell her home. Making matters worse, she's not entitled to unemployment benefits because she was fired for misconduct.
Because Walmart can't afford it.
Multi-billion dollar corporate ridiculous company.
I swear.
Hate it. I hate it. I'm not saying anything. I'm not trying to sway our listeners here, but I will say that I myself personally, I don't shop at Walmart unless I absolutely have to.
You shop at Walmart.
It's
begrudging.
You have to at some point because, you know, it's like 3 o'clock in the damn morning one night and you're like, I really need this. And what the hell is open? Walmart.
Got one line open.
Yeah. One line open, you know, with one fat 400-pound cashier who's scanning things at like 30 seconds an item is the speed at Walmart. It's like, boop, wait, wait, wait. Boop, wait, and there's four people in front of you at least, always at all times, that have baggies just full of stuff falling in the floor, and they've got 10 retarded, angry children that are running around and screaming and throwing crap at you, and there's like six of those I hate those women. The CSMs, you know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
the big
yeah,
fat
yeah.
ones that wear the red, they wear the
and
red
they,
vests.
I hardly ever
they
see
stand
them
at
doing
a circle.
Anything.
Yeah, like a council of elders at that stupid ass podium
they
up front.
Give them snuggies to wear so they can look like druids.
One fat
or something.
Cashier, a line of 300 people, and five customer service managers standing around their little podium, not doing anything. It makes me insane. I hate it. I hate it. See, we opened Pandora's box here. I hate it with every fiber of my being. I can't stand it. All right, that's enough on Walmart. Walmart, you know, that's you suck.
I like people of Walmart.
You did Jan Sullivan wrong. You need to make that right because she's old and she's going to die anyway. And now she has to live in a trailer like Daniel and I. And this is sad. This is a sad state of life, man.
Let's not be real.
It's not the best. No, it's pathetic.
There is worse, but it's
yeah. But can you
best.
Imagine being in this? I mean, at least we're in the
no,
game.
Yes,
we have a talent. We got a skill. We're doing something. Can you imagine being in this at 73 years old? How disparaging would that be?
It's pretty rough.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, enough with my Walmart hate. A little more news from the Katie Holmes camp. I don't know why we're following this, but we are just because it's funny. The details surrounding Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise's divorce settlement will remain private, but sources say Holmes is very happy with the arrangement. I bet she is.
Well, I hear they rushed it because they didn't want to mess up Suri in a big legal battle.
Oh, like Suri's not going to be just crazy as hell anyway, dude.
Right. No, I got you. I like to think, though, that she took all of his L. Ron Hubbard books just because.
I was drinking. I almost choked to death.
Sorry. No,
that's
I mean
funny.
Seriously.
Yeah,
like
she should have taken all the and is what's the thing they call it where they they read the Thapians or whatever the hell the evil
Dianetics.
Yeah, no, the evil alien souls that are in their body. They
What do they call them?
It's a meter. It's some kind of thing they use.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah, it's some kind of like it's some kind of like self assessment electronical device that tells you how many alien souls are living inside your body. You tell me that growing up in that environment, that kid's not going to be nuts. And this is what's even funnier, because we got this now. Katie has officially returned to the Catholic faith. Can't imagine why. Registering as a parishioner at the Church of St. Francis Xavier in New York City.
What is it about her being a Catholic again that makes her instantly more attractive? Like... I guess it's because now, like, I'm picturing her in a Catholic schoolgirl uniform.
Well, that, now she can't use birth control anymore, which is a win. It's a win.
Don't forget the drinking.
No birth. Sure, yeah, that's right. That's anyway. Right. Because everywhere you find four Catholics, you always find a fifth. Oh, that's good. Well, good for her. I'm glad she's embracing something other than Scientology craziness. So that's pretty cool. Okay, let's see here. God, we got a couple other really funny things to talk about.
This one's great.
We're moving on. Well, here, real quick, something else I wanted to talk about. You know Michael Clark Duncan, right?
Yeah, from Green Mile.
Green Mile, the big dude.
My name is John Coffey.
That's right. He was hospitalized last night for going into cardiac arrest. He almost died.
That's not shocking at all. What? I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but like, I just see him like just eating nothing but meat all the time.
He's a dude. He is an animal.
Fried foods.
What's crazy is, I guess his girlfriend Omarosa something, I can't pronounce her last name.
Who cares?
She found him at 2 a.m. and she resuscitated him. She did CPR.
I mean, I'm glad he's all right.
He's a great actor, dude.
I'm just saying, I'm not shocked.
He's a great. He's. I mean, he's kind of fallen off a little bit in the last few years, but he's still.
Yeah.
He's still a very cool actor, man. I'm glad he didn't die. All right, so you were right. This is funny.
This is
mind-numbingly hilarious. All right, and this is real, by the way.
Yeah, we didn't make this up.
This is real. This is church. Pauline Potter became the world's heaviest living woman last year. Go ahead and Google her. Weighing in at a whopping 643 pounds.
That's a huge bitch!
That's a lot of woman, Daniel. That's a lot of woman.
That's a SSBBW.
That's
beyond.
to the 25th power.
Super sized. It's a triple
Now
S.
Potter has set her sights on losing weight. That's interesting. And she's turned to marathon sex sessions to help shed the pounds. Okay, here we go. In an interview with the UK's Closer magazine, Potter described how her reignited sex life with her ex-husband Alex has helped her lose 98 pounds. Somebody have a rough time reading this without laughing. I can't move much in bed, but I burn 500 calories a session. It's great exercise just jiggling around.
Like she says jiggling around, like...
Yeah,
like no shame.
That's not an us thing. She literally
no
said
shame.
I burned 500 calories just jiggling around. Potter, who had been consuming 10,000 calories a day, she's beating you, sir.
Whatever.
She's
I don't
beating
eat that
you,
much.
And you're not a fat man, but you should be. I've seen this guy sit down and whack like six packages of ramen noodles, like 3,000 calories in a sitting.
Usually three at a time.
three at a time. Anyway, Potter, who was consuming 10,000 calories a day, hopes to reach her goal weight. She has a goal weight of 532 pounds. Hey, you know, baby steps. You gotta start somewhere.
Start small.
Hopes to reach her goal weight of 532 pounds with the help of Alex. The two have sex up to seven times a day.
Now, I just gotta wonder, is he popping some Viagra? Like,
maybe homeboy just got his game tight. I don't know.
I got you.
That's crazy, though.
I'm saying I would have to cap it at least three.
Seven times.
Like seven times a day.
She's a large woman, too.
I'm guessing he's using lubrication.
I'm guessing that's exhausting at some point. There's a lot of lifting. And okay, moving on. We love foreplay and massages as well as I don't even know if I can read that. I'm just going to move on. Let's see. She says, my bed is strengthened, and although I can't buy sexy lingerie, I always drape a nice sheet over me.
Now, that's just crazy. Like, and by nice, like, clearly no stains.
Oh, that's rough.
You know, I'm shocked that no one makes designer muumuus, like, with frilly lace and
this
stuff.
This is a conversation for Ray Charlin. We got to get that sumbitch on the program.
You know, pop the cleavage, because, you know, that's...
Pop them out.
That's at least... And I don't know. I don't... I'd probably prefer the sheet, honestly.
Is it like a nice sheet? Is it decorative?
I don't know.
Does she have a special seamstress that sews the sheet into
does it
a,
have flowers on it?
Into a decorative muumuu? After meeting Alex online in 2002, the couple married in 2005. When Potter failed to bond with Alex's son, so clearly he's been down, I don't know if it's a similar road, but he's been down the road before. It ain't Alex's first rodeo. The two split up 3 years later. The breakup triggered Potter's ginormous weight gain. She began consuming copious amounts of high-calorie foods and packed on the pounds. With all the extra weight on her, Potter became depressed. I can't imagine why. She then contacted the Guinness Book of World Records in hopes that winning the title of World's Heaviest Woman would shame her into losing weight.
That part of it's just sad. Like,
yeah, we really shouldn't be laughing about this.
No, I commend her though that she's doing something about it.
To me, it's the selflessness of it all. It's the she has no inhibitions about it at all. She's just like, you know, I'm the heaviest chick on earth, and now I'm having marathons.
We don't have it in the notes, but I was kind of curious about Alex's weight, and he's actually like 140.
Yeah, he's like...
I just picture this tiny, rail thin dude.
He wears glasses, like... too. I guarantee he wears glasses. He does, doesn't he? I think I saw that in the picture.
I don't know. I haven't seen
it. All right, anyway, whatever. So, hey, kudos to her. I hope she reaches her goal weight of 532 pounds. We're all rooting for you.
To infinity and beyond!
My God. All right. A little something here. Talking urinal cakes, the solution to drunk driving. Who thought of this? The hell thought of this?
It sounds Japanese, honestly.
It reeks of the Japanese. Detroit. Michigan hopes to keep drunks off the road with the help from a special message in men's bathrooms featuring an attention-getting woman's voice. Talking urinal deodorizer cakes have been distributed to Michigan licensed beverage association members in Wayne County, including Detroit. A recorded message will play reminding men who step up to the urinals to call a cab or a friend if needed to get home safely. Hey, there's a cop outside. He's waiting for you. He's got your license plate number.
Yeah, like
he knows you got a bag in your pocket.
I feel like they should do it through paranoia, you know, because... It's kind of like
the female voice. They should just like record Arlie Ermey's voice. You want to go to jail?
Play sad music.
Do you want to get spooned by a man?
Play sad music and then have some 6-year-old kid talking about how he was killed by a drunk driver. That will deter you, but you know, just
God,
drive safely.
Listen to you stamping the fire of the mood out with that. That was rough.
That's the point, though. Like, it's really gotta grab you, you know.
Yeah.
If you really want them to stop drinking and driving.
It's funny because men are peeing on these devices.
Yeah, no, I find that funny.
Because the urinal cake is the target.
That's probably
in every bathroom on Earth.
That's probably the first piece of machinery that's pee activated.
I was gonna say that's probably what activates it is literally.
Well, that's
when you
not
pee
true
on
because
it.
The Japanese made those video games.
The video games that you could.
You
it was
pee
activated.
And
yeah.
You stream. And
literally
affects the game.
Yeah. Well, it probably is Japanese technology. We get all of our good technology from the Japanese and aliens, irregardless of what the U.S. government says. Oh, my God. All right. So that's pretty much it for news this week. Oh, other than I got to talk about this, too, because I'm super stoked about it because we saw the trailer that was released at Comic-Con yesterday. Halo 4 coming out. I know you don't care. But
yeah, I don't really game. I game on NES.
It's got my nipples hard, man.
NES.
It's got my nipples hard. I'm so excited I can't see straight. Can't wait for that to come out.
I will say it looked pretty cool. It had this real Predator vibe going on.
Yeah, it's like darker. It's like it's a darker Halo. It's cool. YouTube that if you get a chance, audience, if you're listening and you're into Halo, YouTube that. I don't play a lot of Call of Duty. I'm a Halo man. Most people are either one or the other, and I'm definitely a Halo man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for this week's news report. Folks, it's 420 here on the Sam and Dan Nation, and if you know what 420 is, then you know what to do. Dan and I are going to have ourselves a much-needed, much-deserved 420 break, and we'll be right back with this week's movie review, Ted, which I'm excited to talk about. This week we got us a little Lunaze. I got five on it for your 420 listening pleasure. Probably the first time this song has seen any radio play since the late 90s. It's probably been a while. All right, so here we go, ladies and gentlemen. 420 break. Enjoy. Creep on in, on in.
Give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that likes to light another twist hill. I still do these spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling like a cigarette. So pass it across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. And some wrap my lips around the phony. And when it comes to getting another stogie, fools all kick in like Shinobi. To pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the real before it's history. Cause who's be having them vacuum lungs? And if you let them in, it'll bring you hella dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe, avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homie snagged me to take the dank out of the bag.
All right, baby. Where the Bob Saget at? Where the Bob Saget Bob at? Saget. Give it up, son. Give it up.
I seriously hope that somewhere Woo. There was a fat girl in a Carhartt jacket seawalking.
Woo, boy, we needed that in this sumbitch. I'm feeling loose now, baby. I'm feeling loose. Let's do us a movie review. You want to do a movie review, Dan?
Yeah, let's do a movie
review. Let's do a movie review. All right, so to kick it off this week, we're going to take you back in time with a little Flash by Queen. Possibly the first musically relevant movie intro we've ever done. The song is used quite a bit in the film, though, which is why we picked it. So here we go. It's ridiculous. Honestly, when I was recording it earlier today to play it on the show, it's like one of the longest, most irritating songs I've ever listened.
Oh,
like,
it works like, in the film.
It does. It works in general if you just hear like a snippet of it, but to just sit and listen to the whole song, my God. Ted. What can't I say about Ted that's good? such a fantastic coming of age comedy. I'll tell you what, sir. I'm elated that somebody finally made a movie that I wanted to watch. So, what's sad is I relate to the teddy
well,
bear. I do.
Specifically, kind
I relate
of
to Ted.
A comedy that you wanted to watch.
The relationship between Ted and Mark Wahlberg very much mirrors our relationship, which I think is funny. You know?
It definitely kind of does.
I'm kind of like your teddy bear, sweetheart.
That's scary.
Oh, my God. Seth MacFarlane has done it again. Seth MacFarlane, if you don't know who Seth MacFarlane is, clearly you have been living under a rock. Seth MacFarlane is the creator and the brains behind Family Guy, which is arguably the funniest animated series of all time. I think it is. And I'm a diehard Aqua Teen fan, diehard Metalocalypse fan.
I love about Family Guy is that you can start watching just about any episode.
Yeah.
And you don't know exactly. People give them crap about the fact that they do all the little side jokes.
But that's what makes it beautiful. That's what makes it funny.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are crazy, and he does some things where it like just lasts forever. Like whenever Peter falls down and hits
the fight scenes are hilarious.
I love the chicken.
Him and the chicken, dude, kills me. So I don't know. If you don't like Seth MacFarlane or you don't like Family Guy, then you're not going to like this movie. And
people,
honestly,
were,
you shouldn't be listening to our show if you don't like Family Guy because I feel like we propagate that type of humor.
People were making fun of the fact that like women were going to see a movie about strippers, Magic Mike,
right,
and guys were going to see a movie about a teddy bear.
Right, for the first time. For the first time. That's funny. That is funny. And I heard Magic Mike is kind of eh.
It sounds like people are very different on the fence. I think they expected it to be more than it was as far as the eye candy went.
Well, I mean, you know, I like me some Channing Tatum.
Like, I'm guessing
not in an eye candy way. He's a cool actor.
I'm guessing there was no real sort of nudity. Like, just guys in
and all the women were depressed.
But, like, what did you really expect? I mean.
But meanwhile, us, the men, we went and we saw Ted and we loved it. I'll read the synopsis of it. Like, you really don't even need the synopsis if you've seen the trailer. But as a result of a childhood wish, John Bennett's teddy bear Ted came to life and has been by John's side ever since. A friendship that's tested when Lori, John's girlfriend of 4 years, Mila Kunis, wants more from their relationship. So we loved it. It's like a damn 2-hour Family Guy episode, man.
It's brilliant.
It's hilarious. It's so funny.
I really dug specifically
MacFarlane wrote it, obviously.
Well, like
directed it. He directed it. That's a knock out of the park for him, dude.
No, it's great.
Seth MacFarlane is officially
and Wahlberg. I mean, Wahlberg was great.
He's already on the map, but he's definitely on the map now as a director. Yeah. The only thing I didn't like about Wahlberg is they tried to bill him as 35, but honestly, he pulls it off because he's Mark Wahlberg, and he looks good. He does.
No,
he looks
I
good
mean,
for his age.
The guy's in shape for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely got it together. Mila Kunis ass looking fine as hell, as normal.
The way the plot went, I expected to really not like Mila Kunis' character.
Yeah, but
just
because
she's trying to push Ted out a little bit.
Right.
But
she's playing the... She's playing the pampered girlfriend, so to speak.
Yeah, like, you know, how are we ever going to move on if you're drunk?
You're a man. You have to let go of your childhood obsessions.
No, I don't even... Well, I mean, they build it
as that, too. Masturbation and video games and fun.
They build it as that, too. But obviously, like, if you paint it as what it would normally be
right.
in a human-human scenario, like... You know, it's like, I don't want your drunk buddy on the couch anymore. Like this.
Which,
is,
that's what Ted was. Yeah, if Ted had been a 275-pound, you know, 32-year-old dude with no job who was just, like, you know, smoking grass and camped out on the couch all day, that would have been a serious problem. Like, I feel, but the fact that he was a cute little teddy bear, he got away with it. So, it's a sweet movie. You know, seriously, he did a really good job at combining even, I hate to even say dramatic, but certain dramatic elements to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Dude, homeboy, what's his name?
The Psycho?
Yeah, crazy guy.
Giovanni Ribisi.
Giovanni, I can never remember
Giovanni
his
Ribisi,
name.
You know, he's been in all kinds of stuff, yeah. And he's a known Scientologist. But
known Scientologist.
Anyway, he's been in, he was Kip, what I forget, Memphis Reigns, Nicolas Cage's brother. And,
yeah, yeah.
Gone
yeah.
in 60 Seconds.
Yeah.
As well as various
He's a great movies. Actor, and he plays this, like, Buffalo Bill type character in
yeah,
the movie that's
kinda,
obsessed with Ted.
He's, like, he's been watching, because in this world, Ted, when Ted came to life in the 80s, like, he became this kind of star,
right.
celebrity, because of the fact that
yeah,
he
was on the Johnny
Ted
Carson show and stuff, which is funny that they actually were able to clip all that together.
Yeah, I was
kind of
wondering
work.
How they would address the fact that it was a living teddy bear, and people just were straight
the
with
truth
it.
Is they just didn't address it.
I just
it.
Thought they wouldn't address it at all, but they at least addressed right. it in that way that people realize he exists.
Right. Well, it's a fantastic movie.
Getting into the reason we played Flash Gordon, Mr. Sam Jones, Flash Gordon himself from the 80s Flash Gordon flick, was in it.
Yeah, and he is a wild man, dude.
This guy is pretty awesome. I was reading some of his
He's
trivia.
In fantastic shape still, too.
I was reading some of his trivia. You don't know this, but first of all, under the name Andrew Cooper III, he appeared as the centerfold in Playgirl magazine's June 1975 issue.
What?
He's a former United States Marine.
Of course he is.
And he's the CEO.
Semper Fi, do or die, hoorah!
He's the CEO of Intercordon, Inc., an international security company providing
wow.
diplomatic and executive protection for high-profile clients
Dude,
around the world.
That is so badass.
So he's like this badass security guy.
That's
like,
awesome.
Yeah,
he looks like it, too. That is not a dude
yeah,
that I would want
yeah,
to mess
no,
with.
And like,
he's like 6'5", a just blonde muscle.
Yeah, you try knocking on his bleach blonde hair, see what happens.
Tear your beating heart right out of your chest. Right on. That's cool. I didn't even know. You sprung something new on me there. I didn't know that. It's, he has a fantastic part in the movie. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I'm not going to ruin it. Go see it. Go see it.
Yeah, just go
Stop
see
what
Ted.
You're doing right now. Go find a showing. I'm sure it's showing somewhere in the city you're at. Just stop and go watch it. And if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. I'm saying that right now. No, I'm not going to give you your money back. I'm lying. I'm not going to give you your money back. If you don't like it, you're a moron. You're an idiot, and you don't get the humor, and you don't deserve to get the humor, and you don't deserve to enjoy the funniness that is
Ted. If you
don't
like it, why are you listening to this show?
Exactly. We are pro-Ted. We are pro-Ted all day. I'm going to get a Ted tattoo right above the crack of my ass. I'm going to get a Ted-ass tattoo. We'll call it, what do they call that? A
Ted tramp stamp.
A tramp stamp. Get me a Teddy tramp stamp. That's right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's this week's movie review. Speaking of stuffed, lovable, talking creatures, Daniel, do you like the Muppets?
Yeah, I like the Muppets. All right.
Boy, that's kind of a loaded question.
No. Like there's an endearing place, and I really do dig the flick. It's not something I haven't seen the new one.
Are you asking me if I'm attracted to plush stuffed children's toys? The answer is yes. Anyway. I was looking online here yesterday, and it turns out that Kermit the Frog actually has a brother. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. He's a stand-up comedian that goes by the name Kermit the Fowl.
Oh, is this kind of like that Gallagher and Gallagher 2
yeah,
sort of thing?
Yeah, Kermit the Fowl. So I listened to some of his stuff yesterday, and it's actually really funny. So I'm going to play a little tiny excerpt of it now. Here we go. Kermit the Fowl. Kermit. Not to be confused with Kermit. Don't want that Jim Henson money chasing us around.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Kermit the Fowl here. I tell you, I just hopped in from Kansas City and boy is my tired. Ha ha ha. Oh my goodness. I'll tell you what, I got a few jokes here I'm going to do for you. Why can't Miss Piggy count to 70? Because every time she gets to 69, she gets a frog stuck in her throat. Hey, what's green and slimy and smells like pork? My... Oh, goodness. Well, what do you have when you hold two green balls in your hand? My undivided attention. Fantastic. You guys are a great crowd. You're a great crowd. Why does Miss Piggy with vinegar and water? Because I love sweet and sour pork? One day I was sitting in a bar with Fozzie and I was looking sad. So he sat down and he bought me a drink and he said, What's the matter, buddy? I said, well, I'm having some problems with the pig. He said, like what? I said, well, you know, she wants me to pleasure her and I can't. He said, why? You're not a pruder or nothing, are you? I said, no, but I am a Jew. My goodness. Thanks, you guys have been a great crowd. Today's show was brought to you by the letter U. That's right, kids. Now, Kermit's got to go. I got to buy an ounce of and a hooker. We'll see you next time.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my goodness. What's green, slimy, and smells like pork? Boy, we're pushing that FCC limit just about as far as we could take it, aren't we?
Well, you know, we didn't say anything specific.
We said nothing specific. Anything that you derived out of that was entirely from your imagination.
Yeah.
It had nothing
and
to do with
you have
Sam
a dirty
and Dan
mind,
Nation.
It's not our fault.
And we would like to remind you that the views of the Sam and Dan Nation are not reflective of our radio station or any of our sponsors or affiliates. Ladies and gentlemen, that's this week's show. It's the Sam and Dan Nation. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us on the Twitter. To take us out tonight, one of my favorite songs, a group that I feel like kind of pioneered the emo movement, if you will. Not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But the song still rocks. Song rocks nonetheless. Hawthorne Heights with Ohio Is for Lovers. We will see you next week, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Sam and Dan Nation. Jackalope Radio.
Jackalope.
Jackalope, son.
Jackalope.
Peace.